हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। ओम गणानां त्वा गणपतिगं हवामहे कविं कवीनामुपमश्रवस्तमम् मयि सूर्यो भ्राजो दधातु। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। सो एस वी एस आई टोल्ड यू यस्टरडे, इवन इफ वी हैव डन लॉट ऑफ श्रवणम, वी हैव नॉट इट डन, बट इवन इफ वी हैव डन proper shravanam for quite considerable amount of time, still we seem not to have assimilated the understanding of, assimilated the vision of the self. That is not because you have not understood, that is because of the problem of habitual error. It's called habitual error. When you study Shastram, you're so clear as Aham Atma, Aham Chaitanyam Brahma, I'm free from all limitations. I'm 100% clear, I'm very objective towards the body, mind, sense complex. Definitely the I, individual is a combination of all these body, mind, sense complex and consciousness, etc. And I'm very clear, but still, you know, it seems to be clear. But still, the small things which happen in life seem to be really shattering a person emotionally. That means then the jnanam, this knowledge, doesn't seem to have, you know, worked. I mean, it doesn't serve any purpose. That not because that you have not understood, not because you are not understanding. Of course, you have done some shravanam, you have yet to do shravanam. It's because of this problem of habitual error. That habitual error means, by has a habit, it's this notion, I am the body, I am the mind, I am the senses, you don't talk it out. You do not even know that you are not aware that there is such a notion strongly rooted in your mind. Now, with unknowingly not being aware of the notion that you are having about the self, there is a wrong notion about the self which is rooted in your buddhi, in your mind. And then that's why there is adhyasa, adhyaropa, the false transference of limitations of the body, mind's complex upon itself. Everything is naturally there. And that even if you understand, because it's habit, it's called a habit. Now, long time it has been there, the wrong notion has been there now. And the wrong notion is slowly getting erased, eradicated by this constant listening. Even though as you are listening, the notion, wrong notion seems to be removed, again the wrong notion goes and sits there. It's like what now? Goes and comes and sits there. Isn't it? It's like what? It's called habitual error because of your habit. Now, what habit means? Habit means not just this Janma's habit. The habit is what now? It's been there for very, very, very long time. That's why this habit has to change, isn't it? Now, understanding is there, still as a habit, still the wrong notion comes and sits, and still you continue to be there, like you behave like an ignorant person. For the removal of the habitual error alone, you have to remind yourself constantly of the fact which you have understood. You are not simply saying to yourself, Aham Brahmasmi. Aham Brahmasmi is a fact. It is not a cock and bull story. It is not a blabbering. It is not somebody comes and tells you just to please you. It is a fact. Aham Brahmasmi is a fact. And which fact you don't simply accept blindly, which you understand by Shravanam. Once you understood that fact, and having understood the fact, yet constantly reminding yourself of the fact which you have understood is what? In fact, Nididhyasanam. For Nididhyasanam also, what you can do? Again, you can do more of Shravanam. When you do, that itself becomes Nididhyasanam. Or, now, again you, that's why the teacher taught us what? You can use this Samadhi practice for Nididhyasanam also. In Samadhi practice, if this Shastra has not been studied, if the subject matter has not been understood, then without having done Shravanam, if you simply practice meditation also, you may have what now? You may have this Samadhi experience. That Samadhi experience is different, but here, dwelling upon subject matter and using that, isn't it? Using Samadhi experience for that, Nididhyasanam will help you to get rid of the habitual error. That's what he concluded, actually last. And after that he said, how this vision once becomes ascertained through Nididhyasanam, through contemplation, now when the knot of ignorance goes from the heart, then all the doubts resolve simultaneously, or not the other, simultaneously, and how one becomes free from doership and enjoyership, thereby how one becomes free from all the Sanchita Agami karmas, and even the Parabdha karma also one exhausts with objectivity. That's a very important thing. A jnani also has to exhaust Parabdha karma. Of course, Ajnani has Sanchitam and Agami. Ajnani has to exhaust Parabdha, and then he will come back with the new Parabdha, isn't it? Whereas a jnani is free from Sanchitam and Agami, jnani has to exhaust the Parabdha karma. But what is the difference? This Ajnani will be very subjective. He will internalize all the problems as his problems, whereas a jnani also will be going through the Parabdha, but with objectivity. And he will become free from all the karmas when he really recognizes his identity with the Brahman, identity as the very Brahman that we saw. And then later on I told you, with that the text was over, but still 32nd onwards, till the 46th verse, the same subject matter is what now? Presented again for our further assimilation, for further remembrance. Same thing is repeated. So don't ask me, I'm repeating, okay? The teacher is repeating, same book is presented, little differently, okay? That means, therefore, we can say what now? This itself can be considered an independent small prakrana grantaha. Okay. But the author is always unique, in presenting his subject matter in his own way. So, see what he is doing now. Have you all got the book now? 32nd verse.
Avachinachidabhasaha. Avachinachidabhasaha tritiya swapna kalpitaha vigneyas trividho jivaha.
In Sanskrit it's vignoyaha, but please correct it. Vigneyas trividho jivaha
tatradyah paramarthikah avachinnachidabhasah tritiya swapna kalpitah vigneyas trividho jivah tatradyah paramarthikah.
I'm sure you remember the beginning of the text. The author presented individual as a constitution of three illuminators. Remember, now here in this verse, he says, in every individual, there are three jivas. three jivas. Every individual, there are three jivas. What are the three jivas? Again, don't get confused. Okay, very special presentation this is. Three jivas means what? And he also gives three names for them. Paramarthikaha jivaha, Vyavaharikaha jivaha, and Pratibhasikaha jivaha. Paramarthikaha jivaha, Vyavaharikaha jivaha, and Pratibhasikaha jivaha. And we say, what does it mean by Paramarthikaha jivaha? Okay, Paramarthikam itself means what? Absolute, isn't it? So Paramarthikaha jivaha means, stands for or means the pure consciousness, the original, the pure consciousness, which is now, which has no beginning, which has no end, which is not subject to change, which is all pervasive, which is eternal, which is, isn't it, that one independent, that consciousness is said to be Paramarthikaha jivaha. But in fact, consciousness is not the jivaha. But why do we say Paramarthikaha jivaha? It's like, suppose everything is pervaded by pure consciousness. Therefore, what about this body, mind and complex? This is also pervaded by original pure consciousness. That pure consciousness which pervades everything, in which everything exists, is it enclosed by this body, mind, sense complex, is what now? Paramarthikaha jivaha. Like what, really speaking, if like suppose there's a space, in this space, all the walls remain stand, but what do we say? There is now the space which is enclosed by the walls. Really speaking, space is not enclosed by the walls. The space is not covered by the walls. But in the very space, walls stand. But it seems, how does it seem? It seems as though the space is covered by four walls. Isn't it? Really speaking, walls stand in the space. Space cannot be covered by the walls. Similarly, if there's a pot, you know, well, let me use our traditional old examples. There is a pot, and the pot is there here. Inside the pot, there is space. Outside the pot also, there is space. And what do we say? There is a ghatakashaha. What do we say? Ghatakasha. The space enclosed. Obtaining within the enclosure of the pot is said to be what? Ghatakashaha. Is there a ghatakasha? Is there something called pot space? Really speaking, there is no pot space. What is there is only space. In the space, the pot exists. And with the space enclosed by the pot, obtaining within the enclosure of the pot, is just simply gets the name what? Ghatakashaha, isn't it? Ghatakashaha, really speaking, not Ghatakasha. Only Mahakashaha only is there as Ghatakasha. Only Akasha only. Similarly here, the pure consciousness in which all the minds, all the bodies, all the beings, everything exists. Therefore we say what now? This consciousness pervades everything we say. That pure consciousness is Paramarthikaha jivaha. Is it clear now? Jiva means just understand. Paramarthikaha jivaha. The absolute self. Isn't it? Paramarthikaha jivaha is what now? Is pure consciousness. Does pure consciousness come? No. Does it go? No. It's always there. What is it? Pure consciousness. How is it? All pervasive. How many are there? Only one. Is there comparable one? No. No second. Isn't it? Does it depend upon some nama, rupa, anything else for its existence? No, it is self-existent. Does it depend upon something else to come to light also? No, it is self-revealing. Isn't it? That consciousness is what now? Paramarthikaha jivaha. Okay. Now he says, this Paramarthikaha jivaha is there. Then what about another jivaha? Vyavaharikaha jivaha. Paramarthikaha jivaha simply there. Like what? Like the Sakshi bird, isn't it? Remember the Sakshi bird in the Mundaka Upanishad? Doesn't do anything. Then there is Vyavaharikaha jivaha. What is this Vyavaharikaha Jivaha? Actually, Vyavaharikaha Jivaha is actually the consciousness, isn't it? The Chida is called Chidabhasaha. Chidabhasaha or Chit Pratibimbaha. You can say manifestation of consciousness or reflection of consciousness. Chit Pratibimbaha. So, Chit is Paramarthikaha Jivaha. Chit Pratibimbaha is what now? Vyavaharikaha Jivaha. Where is it now? Why is it Chit Pratibimba is there? Because there is mind and there is body. There are senses. Therefore, what now? This Chit is there and there is manifestation of consciousness, which is manifest or the reflected consciousness is what now? Chit Pratibimbaha or Chidabhasaha. That is, because of Chidabhasa, the consciousness is reflected in the whole body, mind and complex is what now? Is a Vyavaharikaha Jivaha. The reflected consciousness is what now? Vyavaharikaha Jivaha. Why? Because who is involved in transactions now? Is Paramarthika Jivaha involved in transactions or Vyavaharikaha Jivaha involved in transactions? Isn't it? Paramana, who is listening now? Who is speaking? Who is listening? Is consciousness speaking? Is consciousness listening? Pure consciousness does not speak, does not listen. But, you know, the listener is what now? Listener is the mind. And there in that mind, who is there actually? Vyavaharika Jivaha. Isn't it? That is, the Chidabhasaha is what now? Vyavaharikaha Jivaha. This Vyavaharika Jivaha, this reflection of consciousness, see, the pure consciousness obtaining in body, mind and complex is Paramarthika Jivaha. And the reflection of consciousness obtaining in human, isn't it, mind, thereby associated with the whole body, mind complex, thereby it is able to what now? Project, create also, isn't it? Thereby, which is responsible for the perception of the world, etc., the vyavaharikam prapancha. The prapancha also is what now? It's available for transaction. You see, you enjoy, you perceive, you feel upset, you feel happy, and then you, isn't it? This, it's called vyavaharika prapancha. Vyavaharikaha is prapanchaha. So, vyavaharika prapancha is perceived, is there because of what? Vyavaharikaha Jivaha. Understand now? Vyavaharikaha Jivaha is what now? Reflected consciousness obtaining in the body, mind, thereby which is there, the whole body is called what now? Vyavaharikaha Jivaha. Is it clear now? Now, who is responsible for this Vyavaharika Prapancha, the manifest for the experience of the Vyavaharika Prapancha? Who is responsible? Vyavaharikaha Jivaha. Is it clear now? This is Vyavaharikaha. Now if you ask me, what is Pratibhasikaha Jivaha? So this Vyavaharikaha Jivaha is the one who is there in waking state. Only in waking state Vyavaharika Jiva is very active. Jiva means Vyavaharika Jiva is possible. The reflection of consciousness is possible. Only vrittis are there, isn't it? The vrittis are not there also is what there? Reflection is there, but no transaction. Isn't it? This you have to remember. Therefore, this Vyavaharika Jivaha is the reflected consciousness. Chidabhasaha, or you can say Chit Pratibimbaha. What about Pratibhasikaha Jivaha? If you say, this Pratibhasikaha Jivaha means, it is not the Vyavaharika Prapancha, or the Vyavaharika Jiva. See, every mind, human mind, there is something called, now you are listening to me in the class, this class is happening, this is what Vyavahara, transaction, isn't it? Now, who is involved here? Here, who is there as just the Sakshi is what now? Paramarthika Jiva is just the Sakshi, witnessing what is happening, that's all. Paramarthika Jiva is that's there. Whereas Vyavaharika Jivaha is very busy seeing outside and seeing me, listening to me, and also now scratching at the back, and also sometimes we are also sleeping and all that. Who is involved? Busy there? Vyavaharika Jivaha. Now slowly what happens, the whole day, long day, you had know what you had, how you spent the day today. Now slowly after coming and sitting here, you feel sleepy. I thought people will come fresh in the evening. But you slowly fall asleep. Not only you fall asleep, you also dream. Okay, what do? You dream. And in the dream, you don't see class, our people, okay? And the dream, what happens? Some of you dream. Some of you fall asleep, and some of you start dreaming also. And then the dream, you completely, the whole classroom has gone, Swami has gone, teaching has gone, people around her have gone. Okay? And you imagine some aircraft comes. New aircraft. Pushpaka Vimanam, very airy. You don't need to have dirty, fresh and all that. And you get into the Pushpaka Vimanam and you are going. And you feel very secure because after seeing some air crash, recently I saw one air crash there in Mangalore, okay? And then, now at least very safety, thank God. And then very fresh air is coming in. Rojaji will be very happy. You know why? There is no close, enclosed. And you also go everywhere and come see everything. And you get robbed and then you also some restaurant and have food and all that, come back. You go back to your house. But when you think you are at home, okay, and suddenly class gets over, somebody wakes you up. Oh, I'm not at home. I thought I was at home. You came to the class sometime back and you were listening. In between you fell asleep and started dreaming. Okay, and in the dream, you had a Pushpaka Vimanam, you traveled free of cost, no ticket, no penny was spent. You also went to the restaurant, you also had a very nice cup of nice coffee and everything. And you had gone home also. Now everything has happened. Now you've woken up. What is that? So in dream, isn't it? The dream is what now? In dream, there is experience, isn't it? In dream also, there is a jiva. There is what now? Dream also is experience. The dream also must be experiencer. That experiencer is who now? There also chidabhasaha. Understand now? There also chit pratibimbaha. So in dream experience also, there is a reflection, reflected consciousness. In dream, okay, in the mind itself, like another, isn't it? Reflection, reflected consciousness is there in dream also. See, even to have the dream experience, you must have what? Dream shariram. Did you have or not? In dream, you had dream body. You had, within the dream, okay, not vyavaharika body. Dream body, dream mind, dream senses, dream aircraft, dream coffee bar, dream, everything dream, okay? And there again, what now? Dream money, dream purse. Isn't it? You had even then to have the dream experience also what now? You need to have dream senses, everything. Everything is dream, okay? Dreamt. The dream body, dream mind, dream senses. Because who? Really, the vyavaharika shariram did not go. Isn't it? Vyavaharika senses did not go. But who traveled? Dream body, dream mind, dream senses, everything is dream. Therefore, even to have dream experience, you need, what now? Body, mind, sense complex. Which body, mind, sense complex? Dream, body, mind, sense complex. It is a special, okay? Very subtle that you used it. And there also, what now? There also, reflection of consciousness. In the dream, body, dream, mind, reflection of consciousness. That reflection of consciousness which is obtaining in the dream experience, isn't it? Not this reflection of consciousness. That is called Pratibhasikaha Jivaha. Understand now? Pratibhasikaha Jivaha also is what? Reflection of consciousness only. What about Vyavaharika Jivaha? Reflection of consciousness only. Because vyavaharika, deha is vyavaharikaha. Isn't it? The origin, the actual mind, body, mind's complex is what? Vyavaharikaha, dehaha, vyavaharika manaha, vyavaharika, isn't it? All these things which are empirically real, which are empirically used for empirical experience, isn't it? This is Vyavaharikaha. And here there is a reflection of consciousness. And in dream also, what now? You have everything dream, subtle gross body, subtle body, subtle, isn't it? Again, everything you have in dream also. So there also you have what now? Chidabhasaha. That is Pratibhasikaha Jivaha. That's a reflection of consciousness only. Therefore, reflection of consciousness alone is there as Pratibhasikaha Jivaha, is also there as Vyavaharikaha Jivaha. In Pratibhasikam, isn't it? In the subjective body, the body mindfulness complex, which you alone experienced, the body mindfulness complex, the dream body, dream mind, dream senses, the dream aircraft, the whole dream prapancha, which you alone experience, is what now? Pratibhasika, there's a Pratibhasika Jiva, prapancha also. In dream also, when you were there as an individual, in the dream world, when you went out, you experienced the coffee, isn't it? You went to the cafeteria, you had a coffee, you saw everything. What now? That is dream prapancha, isn't it? So that is Pratibhasika prapancha, isn't it? Subjective world. A subjective in your own body was what now? Pratibhasika dehaha, Pratibhasika manaha, Pratibhasika prapanchaha, Pratibhasika jivaha. Is it clear now? Everything within you. Once you wake up, then you see what now? Here. Vyavaharikaha prapanchaha. Isn't it? Vyavaharikaha prapanchaha and Vyavaharikaha dehaha, Vyavaharika manaha, everything Vyavaharikaha. This reflection of consciousness also is called what now? Vyavaharikaha jivaha. Purunjada? Is it clear now? But I tell you, this Vyavaharikaha and Pratibhasikaha, both are what now? No? Both are really mithya only here. Here, Praramarthikaha Jivaha, the pure consciousness, is not involved in any transaction, isn't it? Pure consciousness which is there. Does it come and go? No. Doesn't come and go. It's always there. What is that which comes and goes? When the reflected, this body, mind and complex, the mind is resolved, the reflecting medium goes, the Vyavaharika Jivaha, what happens? What happens to the reflection of consciousness? It resolves. Nothing happens. It's not death or anything, isn't it? When the reflecting medium goes, it resolves. Is it clear now? What happens to the dream, Pratibhasika Jivaha? When you wake up from sleep, in waking state, where is Pratibhasika Jiva? Where is it out? Is it destroyed? No. It resolved. When you wake up from sleep, after the dream goes, Pratibhasika Jiva is resolved. Is it clear now? In Vyavaharika Jiva is there. This Vyavaharika mind also is resolved. What happens to Vyavaharika Jiva? Resolved. Is it clear or not? When you wake up from sleep, what happens to the dream experiencer? What happens to the dream? The dream world is resolved, isn't it? For the dream world to be resolved, for the dream experiencer to be resolved, there must be who? Waker. Isn't it? So Vyavaharikaha, Jiva must be up. Vyavaharikaha, Prapancha must be there. Is it clear or not? Then is it confusing? Please tell me, is it confusing or not? Okay. So this Vyavaharika Jiva also is not that this Pratibhasika Jiva, Pratibhasika Jagat, Pratibhasika, everything is gone. When? How long is it real? But Pratibhasika Jiva, Pratibhasika Jagat, Prapanchaha, Pratibhasika Manaha, Dehaha, everything is real as long as you are in dream. Pratibhasika becomes what now? Paramarthika, real as long as the dream, you are in dream. You are not able to see the difference. In dream, Pratibhasika is mistaken for paramarthika. Why? It is real for you. For that to become vyavaharikam, you have to, that for pratibhasikam, to be, being pratibhasikam, to understand that you have to wake up from sleep and you have to be awake. Is it clear now? So what he wants to say here, these are the three jivas. And here, these two jivas are there. When the reflecting, the pratibhasika shariram is there, mind is there, pratibhasika jiva is there. Pratibhasika mind is not there, jiva is not there. So when the vyavaharika manaha is there, vyavaharika jiva is there. Reflecting medium is there, reflection is there. It comes and goes. So all the limitations belong to the vyavaharika jivaha. So pratibhasika problems belong to pratibhasika jivaha. Vyavaharika problems belong to vyavaharika jiva, really speaking. Limitations because of the association, isn't it? The pure conscious paramarthika jivasya, no problem, nothing. Doesn't have any smallness, any limitation at all. That is what he wants to say in this. Avachinna chidabhasaha.
Avachinna chidabhasaha.
Tritiya swapna kalpitaha.
Tritiya swapna kalpitaha.
Vigneyas trivido jivaha.
Vigneyas trivido jivaha.
Tatradya paramarthikaha.
Tatradya paramarthikaha.
So first he says, Tritiyaha swapna kalpitaha avachinna chidabhasaha. Avachinna chidabhasaha means the reflection of chidabhasaha means reflection of consciousness or the manifest consciousness or reflected consciousness is what now? Chidabhasaha. Chit means pure consciousness. Chit abhasaha means reflected consciousness or reflection of consciousness or manifest consciousness. It's okay? Chit abhasaha, what now is actually limited. Avachinna means subject to all limitations. Why chidabhasaha, reflection of consciousness, is subject to limitations? Why? Because of the limitations of the reflecting medium. Is it clear now? Because the reflecting medium has limitation, therefore the reflected consciousness also has what now? Limitations. Really speaking, reflected consciousness, avachinna chidabhasaha. Reflective medium goes, reflection also happens. What now? What happens? Reflection is also resolves. Avachinna chidabhasaha, isn't it? That is what now is there as what now? Tritiyaha swapna kalpitaha. Is swapna kalpitaha means, but that which is projected in the dream world. When you experience dream, swapne kalpitaha. He talks about the third is now, this pratibhasikaha jivaha is nothing but reflection of consciousness, not the pure consciousness. Now we had understand what now, where to place I now. Okay, whether reflection of consciousness or pure, which jiva am I? That is the trouble now. Isn't it? We have all three jivas are here. In one person itself, all three jivas are there. Paramarthika is there, Vyavaharika is there, Pratibhasika also is there. Which jiva am I is the doubt now, isn't it? So first he says, please understand, there is a Pratibhasika jivaha, Tritiyaha, Swapna Kalpitaha, Swapne, projected only in the dream world. Who is that? That is nothing but reflection of consciousness, not pure consciousness, which has limitations. Why it has limitations? The Vyava Pratibhasika Jiva, the reflection of consciousness, which is there in the dream world, isn't it? It's not there once when you wake up, isn't it? Well, that dream world has gone, dream mind has gone. Now the Vyavaharika Manaha is there. In dream world, you have Vyava, in dream experience, you have the dream mind also. Isn't it? It's all Pratibhasika. In dream also you had pain. In dream also, how do you say dream mind was there or not? Mind within the mind, isn't it? In dream you had pain. In dream also you had pleasure. In dream also you went to a movie. Dream also you saw something. Everything in dream. There pain, there pleasure, there some fun. The dream also got angry. Dream anger, isn't it? It's all what now? Dream mind. So that is what now has all the limitations. Isn't it? Why? Because in Vyavaharikam Manaha is there, dream, that Pratibhasika Jivaha is not there. Is it clear now? Therefore he says, Avachinna Chidabhasaha, this reflection of consciousness, which has limitations, now which is projected when? Only in dream experience. Which is responsible for the projection of the dream world, because of which the dream experience is possible, that, isn't it? It's called Pratibhasikaha Jivaha is the third one, he says. Okay, now we'll go to the next one. Next slide. Vigyayas Trividho Jivaha. So, Jivaha, Trividaha, Vigyayaha. This individual should be understood as what now? Trividaha. Trividaha means the three jivas in an individual. Isn't it? So, what he says, Tatra Adhyaha Paramarthikaha. Who is the foremost of the jivas now? Adhyaha. The first jiva is what now? Paramarthikaha. Who is Paramarthikaha? I have already explained to you. The pure consciousness. So, pure consciousness is Paramarthikaha Jivaha, which is always there. But what happens to Pratibhasika Jivaha? The dream, the jiva in reflection of consciousness in the dream mind is what now? Which comes and goes along with the dream mind. It is there, when the dream mind goes, it also goes. What about the Vyavaharika Jivaha? The second one, he doesn't mention in this verse, okay? The second one, Vyavaharika Jivaha is there when this Vyavaharika mind is there. When in waking state, because don't say again, Pratibhasika Jivaha cannot be there in waking state. Okay? In deep sleep state, what happens? Next. Deep sleep state, who is there? Deep sleep state, there is no Vyavaharika Jivaha, there is no Pratibhasika Jivaha, there is pure consciousness, but without the knowledge. That is why we all love sleep. All of us love sleep so much. You know why? It's being at home. Just being yourself. Sukham. Nobody wants to be disturbed during sukham. Sleep. Everybody will get very angry. Exactly 1 o'clock in the midnight. If somebody 2 o'clock in the midnight. At 3 o'clock early in the morning, somebody should come and wake you up. That's the time you have sound sleep. Anybody will get very angry, or children will get very cranky because sukham. I shouldn't tell you about sukham sleep now, okay, in the class. Now why I'm saying, I suppose you are excited, because in deep sleep state, who is there? There is Paramarthikaha Jivaha. Why Paramarthika Jiva is not doing anything there? He should not do anything. Understand now? Pure consciousness, what should it do? Doesn't do anything. In deep sleep state, there is Paramarthikaha Jivaha. What about in waking state also? There is Paramarthika Jiva is always there. Don't say Paramarthika Jiva is deep sleep state, in waking state, and also dream state. But what happens when the other two Jivas are very there, you forget about the Paramarthika Jiva. Is it clear now? Paramarthika Jiva is in dream state. Paramarthika Jiva is in deep sleep state. Paramarthika Jiva is in waking state also. Pure consciousness is always there. But when is Vyavaharika Jivaha? In waking state. When the mind is up, then when there's a reflection, reflecting medium, there's a reflection, then there are transactions, busy, isn't it? There is Vyavaharika Jivaha is when? Only when in waking state. When is Pratibhasika Jivaha? You have to fall asleep, then there must be dream experience. Then the dream word, dream mind, dream shariram, then who is there? Yavahari, sorry, Pratibhasikaha, Jivaha. Pratibhasa prapancha, Pratibhasika deha, Pratibhasika prapancha goes, Pratibhasika jiva also resolves. Vyavaharika jiva, loka prapancha, Vyavaharika manaha, the reflecting medium, deha resolves, Vyavaharika prapancha also is resolved. Then what happened to Vyavaharika jiva? Resolved. And who is there? In deep sleep state, Paramarthikaha jivaha. So, Paramarthik Jivaha alone is there. Why? There is no mind. Mind is there. Mind is not active. Therefore, reflection is not there. There are no transactions are there. Is it clear or not now? Some clarity has come. When is Paramarthik Jivaha? Don't say only in deep sleep state Paramarthik Jiva is there. Paramarthika Jiva is always there. Paramarthika Jiva is always there, but for the Paramarthika Jiva to have the reflection, there must be what? Reflecting medium, must be active. Is it clear or not? Tell me, is it clear or not? That is the thing, I want to understand this. The mind is active, functional, I mean, all the vrittis are out, the reflection is there. So, Vyavaharika Jiva is absent in deep sleep state. Pratibhasika Jiva is absent in waking and deep sleep state. Vyavaharika Jiva is absent in deep sleep state and in deep dream state. Who is present in all the three states? Paramarthika Jiva is present in all the three states. Is it clear now? Which Jiva is absent when? You have to remember. Who is Jiva now? That's why both Vyavaharika Jivaha and Pratibhasika Jivaha, both are reflection of consciousness. Reflections of consciousness only. Understand? Paramarthika Jiva alone is what? Pure consciousness. Does not come, does not go. Because not dependent on the reflecting mediums to be there. Whereas reflections are dependent on reflecting mediums. Therefore, it is not there. That's what he wants to say in the first verse. Now, avachedah kalpitasyat. Avachedyam tu vastavam.
Avachedyam tu vastavam.
Tasmin jivatvam aropat.
Tasmin jivatvam aropat.
Brahmatvam tu swabhavatah.
Brahmatvam tu swabhavatah.
Avachedah kalpitasyat.
Avachedah kalpitasyat.
Avachedyam tu vastavam.
Avachedyam tu vastavam.
Tasmin jivatvam aropat.
Tasmin jivatvam aropat.
Brahmatvam tu swabhavatah.
Brahmatvam tu swabhavatah.
Now he says, avachedaha kalpitaha syat. Avachedaha kalpitaha syat. Now what is avachedaha? Avachedaha parichedaha means limitation. Okay, limitation. Now, is this paramarthikaha jivaha, the pure consciousness, subject to any limitation? No. Paramarthika Jivaha has no limitation. It is not dependent on anything. But what happens when you say, I am limited, then which Jiva do you mean as I? You mean Paramarthika, actually you are Paramarthika Jivaha. But what do you identify with? Vyavaharika Jivaha in waking state and Pratibhasika Jivaha in dream state. Really speaking, you are Paramarthikaha Jivaha. But limitations belong to what now? Vyavaharika Jiva has limitations, Pratibhasika Jiva has limitations, but Paramarthika Jiva has no limitations. So Avachedaha, this limitation, isn't it? Which is superimposed upon this Paramarthika Jiva is what now? Kalpitaha. Kalpitaha means your own projection, your own, it is really speaking, is really Paramarthika Jivaha subject to limitations? No. Is not limited at all. But in your understanding, when you say, I am a limited individual, then I am a mortal, or any notion you have about the Paramarthika Jiva, the actual self is Paramarthika Jivaha, pure consciousness. When you say, I am mortal, I am small, I am inadequate, I am insecure, etc., all those notions become what now? They all limit the Paramarthika Jiva. Really, they cannot limit. It's only Kalpitaha. It is only in your thinking, it's only your own projection. Really speaking, Paramarthika Jiva never becomes limited, never subject to any limitations, but your own projection. Kalpitaha. Projection means what? Your own wrong understanding. Wrong understanding is a projection here. Kalpitaha, he says, avachedyam tu vastavam. If you think I am, if your identity is with the vyavaharika jiva, then there is a limitation. If your identity is with the pratibhasika jiva, there is limitation. If your identity is with the paramarthika jiva, there is no limitation. Vastavam, actually in reality, avachedyam. Avachedyam here means what? Avachedyam means avachinnam. Avachinnam means the pure consciousness, no, which is obtaining in the body mind complex is the actual self. Vastavam means real. The real self, I had to supply words, okay, you can't really get everything there. Vastavam, what is vastavam? What is kalpitam? What is real? What is projected? What is, isn't it, man is superimposed here. What is actual? What is real here? Vastavam avachidyam. Vastava means the pure consciousness obtaining in the body mind sense complex is what? Actual paramarthikaha jivaha, which is the actual self. Understand now? But if you say other two, the limited ones are what now? They're only your own projections. Tasmin jivatvam aropat. Tasmin, in that pure consciousness, which is the actual paramarthika jivaha, which is obtaining in the body maintenance complex, in that, no, consciousness, and that consciousness, jivatvam aropat. I already told you, you're repeating what you've already studied. Okay? Jivatvam, all the limitations of the jivas. What jivatvam means what? The limitations of the jiva means I am a mortal onwards. I am a mortal, I am inadequate, I am insecure, I am small. All the problems, I am sick, I am fat, I am tall, I am unhappy, no, I am sad, or I am angry, I am hungry. All these problems belonging to the body, mind's complex being superimposed is called what now? Jivatva aropaha. But are they really superimposed? This is a false transference of the problems of body maintenance complex upon the Paramarthika Jivaha, the pure consciousness. Is it clear now? There is a false transference of the limitations, the problems of the body maintenance complex or the Vyavaharika Pratipasika Jivas upon the Paramarthika Jiva, the pure consciousness is what now? Actually, aropaha, jivatvam aropat. Because of the aropa only, you say what now? I am a limited individual. Isn't it? The notion is what? I am the pratibhasika jivaha, vyavaharika jivaha, you identify yourself with because of what? Because of this aropa. Because of this identity is because of this limitations all superimposed. If you say, I am hungry, that means what? There is a INT is with what now? Vyavaharika jiva. You become a vyavaharika jiva if you say, I am hungry, I am angry, I am upset and all those things. Isn't it? In dream also, I dreamt all those things. You say the limitations of what all you suffered in dream. When you talk about the in dream, the INT is with what? Pathibhasika jiva. Actually speaking, tasmin jivatvam aropate, you become vyavaharika or pratibhasika jiva. Really speaking, you are paramarthika jivaha, the pure consciousness. He says, swabhavataha in nature, swabhavataha naturally what you are. What are you in reality? Swabhavataha means swarupataha. In reality, what are you? Are you paramarthika or vyavaharika or pratibhasika? You are not vyavaharika or pratibhasika. You are in reality paramarthika jivaha, swabhavataha. Paramarthika jiva is Brahma. Brahmatvam means what? In fact, in reality, you are Brahman. You enjoy the status of being the Brahman. But this is, jivatvam is only your projection. Jivatvam is falsely transferred to paramarthika jiva. Paramarthika jiva is in reality, is Brahman. He says, swabhavataha brahmatvam. In reality, paramarthika jiva enjoys the status of being Brahman. But what happens now? Jivatva aropa is what? It's only superimposed, false transference. Paramarthika jiva never becomes, doesn't have jivatva. It's only falsely transferred. What he wants to say is, due to the false transference, paramarthika jivaha becomes jivaha. Isn't it? Otherwise, paramarthika jivaha only is only Brahman. That's what he wants to say here in the second verse. We'll go to the next verse because I want to finish it fast. Repetition.
Avachinnasya jivasya.
Avachinnasya jivasya.
Purnena brahmanaikatam.
Purnena
brahmanaikatam. Avachinnasya jivasya.
Avachinnasya jivasya.
Purnena brahmanaikatam.
Purnena brahmanaikatam.
Tattvamasyadi
vakyani. Tattvamasyadi vakyani.
Jagurnetara jivayo.
Jagurnetara jivayo.
Visarga, I had to put that.
Avachinnasya jivasya.
Avachinnasya jivasya.
Purnena.
Purnena.
Brahmanaikatam.
Brahmanaikatam.
Tattvamasyadi
vakyani. Tattvamasyadi vakyani.
Jagurnetara jivayo.
Jagurnetara jivayo.
Jivayoho. See, avachinnasya jivasya purnena brahmana ekatam. Purnena brahmana ekatam jaguhu na itara jivayoho. What he says now, see, avachinna jivaha means, please understand, avachinna jivaha means the pure consciousness obtaining in body, mind, sense complex. The pure consciousness obtaining in body, mind, sense complex is said to be here what now? Avachinna jivaha. That is what paramarthikaha jivaha. The avachinna jivaha, the paramarthikaha jivaha is what pure consciousness obtaining in body, mind, sense complex. Like what? The limitless space obtaining in the pot. The limitless space obtaining in this house is what now? Avachinna akashaha. Look at this. The pure the space which is obtaining in this house is what? the limitless, indivisible space, actually, obtaining in this house is what now? Avachinna akashaha. The space obtaining in the pot is what now? Avachinna akashaha. Like that, the pure consciousness obtaining in body, mind and complex is what now? Avachinna jivaha. What now? Paramarthikaha jivaha. The pure consciousness. That pure consciousness, what happens now? He says, Purnena Brahmana Ekatam. Purnena means that consciousness happens to be indivisible, happens to be partless, happens to be one with the Brahman. What now? It is that pure consciousness, the paramarthika jivaha, which obtains in the body, mind's complex alone, is what now? Is equated to Brahman, the consciousness obtaining in all the forms through Mahavakyams. Is it clear now? There are tattvamasyadi vakyas. There are many Mahavakyani, such as what now? Tattvam, Asi, etc. There are so many Mahavakyani. Each Mahavakyam does what? In every Mahavakyam, the Jiva is equated to Ishvara. Jiva is equated to Brahman. The Mahavakyams, the two words are used. Individual, other word stands for the total. And there, when the individual is equated to the total, what does it mean there? All those Mahavakyams, when they equate Jiva to, in those Mahavakyas, Jiva is equated to Ishvara, the total means, only they mean this pure consciousness obtaining in every body, mind, and complex as Paramarthika Jiva alone is equated to the pure consciousness obtaining in all the beings, and that consciousness is what now? Ekam Purnam, which enjoys the status of being the secondless, only limitless reality. Is clear now? Purnena Ekatam. That's what he is. Jivasya Avachinnasya Purnena Ekatam. In fact, this Paramarthika Jiva is nothing but pure consciousness, which alone is equated to what now? The pure consciousness obtaining in all other beings. By what? By these Mahavakyams. What are they? Tattvam Asyadi Vakyani Jaguhu. There are many Mahavakyas such as Tattvam Asi. Those Mahavakyani Jaguhu means what? They all revealed. What did they reveal? They revealed the oneness of the pure consciousness. Now, which is obtaining in every individual as what now? Paramarthika Jivaha. Is it clear now? He says that is what is indicated. He says, na itara jivayoho. The Mahavakyas do not equate the individual, which jivas? Pratibhasika jiva is not equated to Brahman. Isn't it? Vyavaharika jiva also is not equated to Brahman. The Paramarthika jiva alone is equated to Brahman, are the total Ishvara. Which jiva is equated there to what? The three jivas, Paramarthikaha, Vyavaharikaha, Pratibhasikaha. Who is equated to Tat? Tvam means you are all the three, isn't it? Tvam, Tat, Tvam, Asi. When you say Tvam as an individual, Tvam means you, the individual. Every individual has what now? There is a Paramarthika Jivaha, pure consciousness obtaining in the entire body, mind and complex. There is a Vyavaharika Jivaha who is listening to Shastram in the class. Isn't it? We reflected consciousness which is there in the mind, which is available in waking state. Vyavaharika Jiva is available for transaction only in waking state. Isn't it? Pratibhasika Jiva is not there in waking state, it's only in dream state. So, therefore, now when the teacher in the class teaches Tat Brahma Tvamasi, that all-pervasive reality, thou art, you are that reality when he says, what is he equating to? Which you is equated to? Is Paramarthika Jiva or Vyavaharikaha or Pratibhasikaha? Definitely not Pratibhasikaha, not at all, not even Vyavaharikaha. It is the Paramarthika Jivaha, the pure consciousness which obtains in the body emotions complex, which is there, isn't it? Always. In all the three states. Whether the Vyavaharika Jiva is there or not, Pratibhasika Jiva is not there or not, the Paramarthika Jiva is always there. Is that Paramarthika Jiva alone is equated by Tattvamasi Mahavakyas, not the other two Jivas. Is it clear now? That's what he says. Itara Jivayoho na jaguhu. Na itara Jivayoho jaguhu means what? Matra irand. Other two Jivas are not equated. Paramarthika Jiva alone is equated. Why? Paramarthika Jiva alone is of the nature of fullness. Purnena ekatam. Also, it's also what now? It is one and the same. The words sound a little funny, no? For me, it's okay. For you, I'm saying. That's why some Sanskritam will be helpful. Avachinnasya jivasya.
Avachinnasya jivasya.
Purnena brahmanaikatam.
Purnena
brahmanaikatam. Tattvamasyadi vakyani.
Tattvamasyadi vakyani.
Jagurnetara jivayo.
Jagurnetara jivayo.
Okay. Now, having said this much, I think I have made it very clear till now. Three, I've been repeating so many times, got confused. Remember, three jivas, paramarthikaha jivaha, vyavaharikaha jivaha, pratibhasikaha jivaha. And paramarthikaha jivaha is pure consciousness, the only indivisible, partless whole, the pure consciousness obtaining in a given body mind complex is what now? Paramarthikaha jivaha. That paramarthika jivaha is always there. Never comes and never goes. But what is vyavaharika jivaha and pratibhasikaha? The reflection of consciousness which is obtaining in the waking state and the dream state. Those two are what now? Those two come and go subject to all limitations. That he explained it very well. Then afterwards he said, when Tattvamasi, etc., there are so many Mahavakyas, in all the Mahavakyas, who is equated actually? Not the Vyavaharika Jiva, not the Pratibhasika Jiva, this Paramarthika Jivaha obtaining in this pure consciousness alone is equated to this Brahman by this Mahavakyams, which is one and which is of the nature of fullness. That he explained it. Now he is going to say, imagine, you know, this pure consciousness, now he says that's the only reality. Now he's going to talk about the same Maya, Vikshepa and all that. The book, the print is not okay, but still I'll try to read it. Now you are Brahma. You are actually Brahma. But now this is, now you understood this. Aham Brahma means Aham cannot be placed anywhere except this pure consciousness here. That Brahma, now he says, you have what now? Brahmani avasthita maya. Now Brahmani avasthita maya. Now he is talking about maya now. Again he is bringing back the same thing. Repetition of the same object matter only. Maya is what now? What is maya? Shaktihi. What is shaktihi? Power. How power is? Invisible. Imperceptible. But comprehensible. Invisible, imperceptible, comprehensible. How do you say it is comprehensible? You are able to sit because of Shakti. Isn't it? You can understand Shakti always. Do you have Shakti or not? Power or not? You are able to sit, you are able to listen, you are able to see. That's all what? Shakti being there can be understood. But you can't see. I want to see my Shakti which because of which I am able to sit. You can't see. It is invisible, imperceptible, but comprehensible. Is it clear now? That's what power is now. So now he says, Maya Shaktihi. Maya is the name for the Shaktihi, that Shaktihi is there. Where is it now? Where is it located? Where is it placed? We understand, don't ever try to photograph Maya Shakti. Okay? Maya Shakti, you can only understand Shakti. The power can never be by itself. Power always needs a locus. Any power needs a locus. I told you many times. When you want to watch television, you can't be sleeping in your bedroom and ask your seeing power alone, go downstairs to the hall and watch television news and come back and tell me. Why you can't do that? Because power cannot go by itself. Your eyes have to go, for which you had whole body has to go. Isn't it? And also you can't say, come on, the jnana indriyam also, karma indriyam also. You can't send just the leg power walking, you know, the power walking, karma indriyam. Go to the market, buy, do all shopping, come back. Let me stay home. You can't do that. Because indriyam, the shakti, can never be by itself. Shakti always needs some support, adhara. Shakti needs adhara. Shakti is always adheya. Shakti needs adhara. Doctor Gure happy akar. Doctor is very happy. No way. He's thinking that Shakti means Deviyama always needs adhara. Now adhara. Shakti needs what now? Adhara. Shakti needs adhara. And then it cannot be by itself. It cannot be by itself. So he says, what is Shaktihi? The whole creative power, isn't it? A simple thing, I gave this example many times long ago, when you see the stillness of water, the stillness, which stillness is there, you have to say, you cannot say stillness is not there, but where is stillness? The stillness does not have independent existence outside of water. Isn't it? Very simple example. Simplest, grossest example. Look at how gross the example is. There is stillness of water. When you say, hey, water alone, H2O is there, stillness is there. Means where is stillness? Stillness is. Does it exist outside of water? No. Therefore, jale avasthita, isn't it? Stillness. Jale avasthita, stillness means what? The stillness which obtaining in the water. And that stillness alone, that is the power of the water. The stillness is the power of the water, which is inseparable, which cannot be seasoned, which is not water, which is not outside of water, which we cannot say it is not there at all, which we can't say it exists by itself, but it is very much there. Therefore, we say what? Power of the water is stillness, isn't it? And that undergoes a change, that stillness alone undergoes a change to become waves and all sorts of forms, ripples. But what happens to the adhara? Stillness is adheya. What is the adhara there? Isn't it? Water is, see, this not separable adhara adheya sambandha, also I shouldn't say actually speaking. See, my hand is adhara, this is adheya. This is separable, isn't it? There you can't even say adhara adheya. I'm only saying support means just the locus. This is separability is not there. You can't separate stillness and water. And stillness undergoes a change. Stillness alone undergoes a change. So you can't say stillness is destroyed. Stillness has become what now? Waves and ripples. So what happened to H2O? That is, Swarupam is retained. H2O, it doesn't undergo any change, continues to be H2O. Isn't it? Similarly, what is for this whole Jagat, all the Nama Rupani, because it's too incomprehensibly vast, this universe is. All the Nama Rupani, all of them gross, subtle, and varieties of beings, all of them were what now? Were one Shakti, were just unmanifest as one Shakti. That Shakti is called what? Maya. Where was that Maya? Isn't it? This body itself is wonderful, wonder for us. Our body, our mind, our senses, our pranas, individual one thing, our hair, white, black, our skin, all this, everything is wonder. So everything was unmanifest, Now imagine the whole jagat, all the namarupadyas are what now? The entire vyavaharika prapanchaha. Vyavaharika prapanchaha also as what now? Entire vyavaharika prapanchaha, undifferentiatedly, in unmanifest form, when it was there, what is it called?
Maya.
What is it then? Chasti shaktihi. What is the jagat now? Manifest shaktihi is namarupani, unmanifest jagat is what? Shakti. Shakti manifest is jagat, shakti unmanifest is what? Maya. Power unmanifest is maya, power manifest is jagat. But for the power to be, whether it is manifest as jagat, unmanifest as maya, it needs what? Locus. What is that locus? Brahman. What is that Brahman? Aham. Say that now. Not aham. You have to say? You. Aham Brahma. Isn't it? The problem is aham Brahmasmi. Is it clear now? That's what he is going to say. Brahmanya vasthita maya.
Brahmanya vasthita maya.
See, when we are studying, for us repetition, understanding, time, I think some may sound boring. The teachers, when they, the teachers, the Vedantic teachers repeat because they enjoy it. Because they see the fact, they see the truth. You know, because in talking about, there's enjoyment, you know. When they repeat, it's only rejoicing. Expression of how they rejoice. Our problem is we feel bored because we don't understand. For them it's a vision. Understand? That is the reason. Now I was saying, oh my God, why he is repeating the same thing? The teacher, you know, not an ordinary person, okay? Our Bharati Tirtha Swami, two authors we attribute to, we don't know. Anyway, both are great teachers. Brahmanya vasthita maya.
Brahmanya vasthita maya.
Vikshepavruti rupini.
Vikshepavruti rupini.
Avritya khandatam tasmin.
Avritya
khandatam tasmin. Jagajivau prakalpayet.
Jagajivau prakalpayet.
Brahmanya vasthita maya.
Brahmanya vasthita maya.
Vikshepavruti rupini.
Vikshepavruti rupini.
Avritya khandatam tasmin.
Avritya khandatam tasmin.
Avritya khandatam tasmin.
Avritya khandatam tasmin.
Jagajivau prakalpayet.
Jagajivau prakalpayet.
He says, Brahmani avasthita maya. Maya shakti, what is maya shakti? Shakti unmanifest is maya. Shakti manifest is jagat. Therefore, what is shakti? Three powers unmanifest is maya. Three powers manifest is jagat. So, three gunas unmanifest is maya. Three gunas manifest is what?
Jagat.
Now, where are three gunas? Whole jagat is trigunatmakam only. Is it clear now? Don't search for three gunas now. There's no other gunas. Everything you see is what now? Triguna only. Okay. So, Brahmani avasthita maya. He says, Vikshepa avriti rupini. Vikshepa avriti rupini. This maya, this unmanifest shakti unmanifest, which is located in Brahmani avasthita. Like stillness is what? Avasthitam in water, isn't it? So here also this Brahmani avasthitam. Brahmani avasthitam maya. Avasthita. It is what now? It is twofold. It is of twofold powers. Twofold nature also you can say. Vikshepa avriti rupini. which you have already seen again. When this Maya is what Maya has? Two powers, Vikshepa Shakti, Avarana Shakti, he said. He repeats now. Vikshepa Avritti Maya is in the form of Vikshepaha. Maya is in the form of what? Avritti. The one unmanifest power in the form of Vikshepa and Avritti. Where is it now? In Brahman. Now he says, now this Avritya Akhandatam Tasmin Jagat Jeevo Prakalpayet. Then what happens here, this Vikshepa Shakti, as I told you again, it what now Vikshepa, because of Vikshepa Shakti only, all the unmanifest Namarupani become manifest. As what now Jagat Prakalpayet. Not only Jagat, Jeevaha also is what? Jagat, every individual, our whole Jagat becomes projected what now? The external world, all the senses, all the minds, everything is what now? Thrown out by this Vikshepa Shakti. Because of the operation of Vikshepa Shakti, the mind becomes manifest, all the Namarupani becomes manifest, all everything becomes manifest. Once everything becomes manifest, immediately there will be what? There will be manifestation of consciousness also. The mind is manifest, then consciousness also becomes what? Manifest. Not in everything, only in mind consciousness becomes manifest. Once consciousness becomes manifest in the mind, then there what now? Jiva. Is that Jiva means the individual? Jivaha. Then Jagat comes, then Jiva also becomes manifest. Without the mind, can there be Jiva? Tell me. You can say any other beings. But the individual means the one who has all the samsari, sufferer. I am small, complaining. The complaining human individual is a jiva, isn't it? When does he come? Only when the mind is there, isn't it? Therefore, Jagat Prakalpayet, this Vikshepa Shakti throws up because of the operation, the Jagat becomes created, manifest. Then immediately what now? Along with the mind, manifestation of consciousness, therefore Jiva also becomes manifest. Then what does the Avarana Shakti do? Avritya Akhandatam Tasmin. When the Jiva becomes manifest, immediately it becomes what now? Just as the space, indivisible, partless whole, the space becomes, now becomes what? Obtaining in every enclosure. Because what it looks as though this part covers the space. Really, it doesn't. It's not covered. Space is not covered by the space. Space is not covered by the part enclosure. Space is not covered by these walls. But it seems to be covered. Similarly, this Chaitanya was Brahman also. What now? Really, is not covered by Maya Karyam anything. But what happens here? Akhandatam Avritya. This covers. And when the immediately after the manifestation of the Jagat, because of the operation of Vikshepa Shakti, when the Avarna Shakti starts operating, what happens? The indivisibility becomes covered. Indivisibility of the indivisible nature of the reality. Akhandatam Avritya. Okay, indivisible reality becomes what now? Seems to be divisible, seems to have been divided. Until the wall was built, the space was what? Indivisible, partless, one. After the walls are built also, space is what? Indivisible only. But now what, how do they make it look like now? They make the walls which stand in space, make the space look as the what now? It is divided. Similarly, until the Maya Shakti started operating, Brahman is what now? One indivisible, partless whole. after the operation of the Maya Shakti also, all these names and forms have become manifest. Mind has become manifest. That's a reflection of manifestation of consciousness. Then also consciousness is what? Brahman is what? Indivisible only. But now how does it look? It looks as though it has become divided. Even though really it is not divisible, it seems to have been divided when after the walls are built, the indivisible space, which was indivisible before, now also indivisible, but seems to have been divided because of the walls. Similarly, the indivisible consciousness, Brahman, seems to have been divided because of what now? The manifestation of Nama Rupa, Maya Karya. Tannudi Tane, isn't it? It's called Swayam Krita Aparada. Understand now? His own problem. Maya, its own power has caused the problem. Now, why? Even after having built the walls also, you can still say, no, walls have been built in the space, walls are standing in the space, still space is not divisible. Why can't you say that? Like that, you can see, yes, Maya Shakti has become created, because of the Maya Shakti, all this Jagat has become manifest, mind has become manifest, there is manifestation of consciousness also, everything is fine. But why you can't say this? Still Brahman is akhandam, you can't say. Why it seems to have been khandaha, it seems to have been divided. Why? Avarna, because of the Avarna Shakti. Because of what? Avarna Shakti. The Avarna Shakti is operating, therefore that indivisible nature of Brahman is covered. Brahman being indivisible becomes what now? Covered. The Swarupam is covered. One's own Swarupam becomes covered because of the Avarna Shakti. Is it clear? Actually earlier we have seen this separately, differently. Now he is presenting the same thing is presented differently.
Brahmanyavasthita Maya,
Brahmanyavasthita Maya,
Vikshepavruti
Rupini, Vikshepavruti
Rupini, Avritya Khandatam Tasmin,
Avritya Khandatam Tasmin,
Jagajivo Prakalpayet,
Jagajivo Prakalpayet.
So, Brahmani Maya Avasthita, which Maya? Vikshepa Avriti Rupini. The Maya Shakti, which has Vikshepa Shakti, which is Avriti Shakti, that Maya Shakti is there in Brahman, isn't it? Brahman. Then the Vikshepa, because of the operation of Vikshepa Shakti, there is Jagat Prakalpitam Bhavati. Jagat becomes manifest. That because of the manifestation of the Jagat, manifestation of Jagat includes what? Also the mind, etc., everything. Then there is manifestation of consciousness also, because of which Jivaha also has become manifest now. Then after that the Avriti Shakti starts operating, because of which the one indivisible, partless whole Brahman seems to have become divided. That means Brahman has not become divided. Brahman is always indivisible, but indivisibility of Brahman is covered by Avarana Shakti. Therefore, what happens now? Thereby, this when this Vyavaharika Prapancha is very real for. Mistaken for Paramarthikaha Prapanchaha, because Vyavaharikaha Jivaha is mistaken for Paramarthikaha Jivaha. Now you have to understand here, how does Akhandatam Avritya means, when this Avarna Shakti starts operating, what happens? Now the indivisible nature of Brahman is covered. Why is it covered? Because that is the covering is its nature. So thereby what happened, covered what happens, for you the vyavaharikaha prapanchaha becomes paramarthikaha prapanchaha. Empirically real jagat becomes absolutely real jagat. Why? Because empirically real jiva, the reflection of consciousness, is mistaken for paramarthikaha jivaha. Why? Because paramarthika jivaha is something different which does not come. Vyavaharika jivaha appears only when vyavaharika mind is there. Isn't it? Only when the mind is there is manifestation of consciousness. Otherwise the mind is not there, there is no manifest consciousness. Isn't it? There is no manifest consciousness. Therefore that manifest consciousness is mistaken for what? Paramarthika jivaha. Actually, paramarthika jivaha is always there as pure consciousness. Is it clear now? And not only that, is how, that is why it is a pratibhasika also jivaha. The pratibhasika jivaha which is not real in waking state. In the waker's mind, look at this. In the waker's mind, in dream state, there is what now? Pratibhasikaha jivaha. And pratibhasikaha jivaha is paramarthikaha as long as you are in dream. For the pratibhasika jiva being parti, to understand pratibhasika jiva as pratibhasika jiva, you have to wake up from sleep. But in sleep, what happens? As long as you are dreaming, dream is very much real. The dreamer is very much real. Pratibhasika jiva is paramarthika jivaha. And you have to wake up from sleep to understand that. Isn't it? Why? Even though it is nothing is outside of you in dream state, that dreamer dreamt bhedaha is covered. That is why dream, the pratibhasika satyam, Pratibhasika prapanchaha means what? The subjective world. The subjective, why? What you are experiencing in your dream, nobody else in the world can see. No, very private. Very, very private. Isn't it? Nobody else can understand. Nobody else can enter. Nobody else can steal. Nobody else can. What you are experiencing in dream, let me come and take the photograph of it. Nothing can be done. You know, nobody can snatch. That's why what now? Purely subjective experience. Isn't it? That pure, then that is, but that is so very much real. Why? That is covered by your own avarna shakti. For when you would wake up, similarly, this vyavaharika prapanchaha also is what now? Just as pratibhasikaha prapanchaha being pratibhasikaha is not known when you are in sleep. Similarly, this vyavaharika prapanchaha being vyavaharika prapanchaha, not paramarthikaha, is not known when? Not known, is covered because you mistake the vyavaharika jiva for paramarthikaha. That is because you do not know who paramarthika jivaha is. Who is the actual, original, the reality who does not come, who does not go, who is always there is what now? All this vyavaharika prapancha can go, paramarthika prapancha can go. Sorry, paramarthika prapancha. Please, don't miss it. Tip of tongue, it came. There's no such thing called paramarthika prapancha. Understand now? Vyavaharika prapancha only. Paramarthikam satyam is only chaitanyam brahma. Vyavaharika prapancha is there, it will go. Mind goes, reflection also resolves. Where is the vyavaharika prapancha? There's no vyavaharika prapancha. Isn't it? But what happens to paramarthika jiva consciousness? It is not gone. Isn't it? It all comes and goes. Suppose vyavaharika prapanchaha will be there. Now even after the mind goes, even after Vyavaharika Jiva is there, even after the mind goes, Vyavaharika, this Vyavaharika Prapancha is there for you, means you can notice, you can open your eyes and see. I will suppose somebody is dead now. Who are all crying for me? Who are all fighting for my properties? You can see like this. You know, you can see what is happening, everything you can make out. But it is not possible, isn't it? Mind quits means Vyavaharika Jiva resolved. Not gone, resolved. Isn't it? Resolved. Then there is no transaction, the Vyavaharika Prapancha is gone. Where has it gone? Resolved. Where is it now? It is resolved, that's all. It's not there. But what happened to Paramarthika Jivaha, the pure consciousness? Very much there. Where is it? Where is Paramarthika Jiva? Everywhere. Don't say here and there in the body, okay? Everywhere. Because in Paramarthika, Paramarthikam Satyam only, some people don't like the word Jiva being added to Paramarthika. Isn't it? Doesn't matter. The teacher wants to do it. I know, Peterji, what are you looking at? He doesn't like the Paramarthika word, the Jiva being added to Paramarthika. Why is he confusing like this? He's thinking, but I'm not confusing. The book is saying. Okay. So this is, where does the Paramarthika Jiva go? Where does it come? Does it go at all? No. Okay? That Paramarthikaha Jivaha, pure consciousness, which is now we are talking about it as the very word Jiva, Paramarthikam Satyam Brahma, is said to be Jiva now because it obtains in the given body, mind, sense complex. That is actually you are that Paramarthikaha Chaitanyam, which is equated to Brahman by Mahavakyam, such as Tattvam Asi. Is it clear? See, hereafter I'm going to tell you, before, when you, if you want to do the class at 6 o'clock, I'm going to ask you all to come here at 4:30 and have a small nap here itself. So that I'm sure that you all, hereafter I'm going to, this is the best idea. I could decide now. I'm also going to give you nice food before, when you ask us to come here, I give you nice food and make you all eat well and also put you all to sleep. And wake you up all for half 1 hour and give you a nice cup of tea and I'll teach. So tomorrow you will be very fresh. Today doctor is fresh because he had some good nap. Others all seem to be a little tired. Because maybe we all worked hard during the daytime, I don't know. Yes, I'm going to do hereafter. Any holiday comes hereafter, 6 o'clock class means, 5:30 class means, I have to come at 3 o'clock. So come here, I'll give you nice food as soon as you come here. Then eat. And I'll give you a nice shawl also. And then you can lie down, sleep. Not lie down, sit and sleep 1 hour. Then after 1 hour, I'll wake you up and give you tea. 1 hour nap with my food. When you wake up, everything, I also won't sleep, you also won't sleep. And then we'll all be fresh. Yes, that's a good thing. I should do that hereafter. So this nidra, the shakti, you know, this in sleep, the nidra, when this swapna lok prapanchaha, this pratibhasikaha prapanchaha, otherwise called what? Swapna lokaha. Okay. Now we are changing different word, that's all. Prapanchaha, when it is created or projected by your own vrittis, and the whole jagat is where? Whole swapna prapancha, where is it? There is space, there is travel, there is time, there is journey, there is train journey, there is aircraft, you know, flight journey, everything is there. Big space also is there, isn't it? Everything is there. Where is it? Where is this whole thing? Time, space. And all those which existed within the realm of time and space, all of them, where? No? All of them are, in fact, you. Not even outside of you, inside of you. The whole thing is what? Now, you. Whole your pratibhasika prapanch, subjective creation, subjective world is you. Similarly here, when you said, our Shastram says here, this whole prapancha what you see here now is also what? No, nothing but maya. They're all in maya only. Becomes unmanifest, it's maya. That maya is you. Maya is not inside you. Maya is, jagat is maya, maya is you. Maya is not outside of you, means what? Which you? Paramarthikaha jivaha. Is it clear now? Paramarthikaha jivaha means paramarthikam chatyam chaitanyam brahma. We'll read the next verse, 36. Look at this, how fast we are going. First time.
Jivodhistachidabhaso.
I won't do more than this, okay? I'll do only this verse.
Jivodhistachidabhaso. Jivodhistachidabhaso.
Bhaved bhoktahi karma krit.
Bhaved bhoktahi karma krit.
Bhogyarupamidam sarvam.
Bhogyarupamidam sarvam.
Jagat syad bhuta bhautikam.
Jagat syad bhuta bhautikam.
Jivodhisthachidabhaso.
Jivodhisthachidabhaso.
Bhaved bhoktahi karma krit.
Bhaved bhoktahi karma krit.
Bhogyarupamidam sarvam.
Bhogyarupamidam sarvam.
Jagat syad bhuta bhautikam.
Jagat syad bhuta bhautikam.
Okay, he says, dhistha chidabhasaha. Who is now? He's talking about what now? Dhistha chidabhasaha. Chidabhasaha means the reflect. Abhasaha means reflection. Chit. The abhasaha, reflection of consciousness or manifest consciousness. Consciousness is always there, but for the consciousness to become manifest, it needs a very special manifesting medium. So my human mind is the best manifesting medium here. So chit abhasaha, the reflection or the manifestation of consciousness, is where is it now? Dhihi ta, dhistha. Dhihi means mind here. Dhistha means in the mind. Because mind is the reflecting medium, therefore reflection of consciousness is where? In the mind. So dhistha chidabhasaha means reflection of consciousness which is there in the reflecting medium, the mind. Dhistha chidabhasaha. What now? Is a jivaha. Vyavaharikaha jivaha. Jivaha bhavet, who now bhoktahi karma krit, is the enjoyer. Also what now? Karma krit doer. Who is the doer? Who is the enjoyer here now? Isn't it? Who is the doer? Who is the enjoyer? Really speaking, the enjoyer, the reflect consciousness by itself is not the doer or enjoyer actually. He says, the reflection of consciousness is there in the mind. Then the thinking is possible. Therefore what now? Thinker is this reflection of consciousness. Isn't it? Thinker, by conscious, pure consciousness by itself is not a thinker, doer or anything. So karma krita is a doer. Bhokta means enjoyer. Isn't it? This jivaha becomes this reflection of consciousness in the reflecting medium. The mind becomes the enjoyer, doer, etc. Isn't it? Enjoy becomes enjoyer, doer, etc. And then what happens now? Bhogya rupam idam sarvam jagat syat bhuta bhautikam. Bhuta bhautikam means, bhuta means all the elements, and the bhautikam, the elemental universe. Bhautikam jagat means this elemental model, this universe, whole universe becomes bhogya rupam idam sarvam bhavati. Bhogya rupam means what? It becomes object of enjoyment. The whole jagat becomes object of enjoyment. This bhogya, enjoyment, when only when there is a doer enjoyer, when where is the doer enjoyer? Only when this reflection of consciousness in the mind. So there is no doer, there is no enjoyer, there is no perceiver, seer, etc. is possible without the reflection of consciousness in the mind. When there is reflection of consciousness in the mind, and there is doership and enjoyership is possible, because in the doer and enjoyer are there, the world also is perceived externally. This entire elemental world becomes what now? Bhogyam bhavati, becomes object of enjoyment. Without this, where is this world will be as good as non-existent. This world will be as good as non-existent without the perception. The very perception is possible because of the reflection of consciousness, isn't it? And the reflection of consciousness, where is the reflection of consciousness? Only in the mind. Mind alone reflects consciousness. Therefore, he says, there is a kartrutvam, the doership, enjoyership. Everything becomes because of this manifestation of consciousness in the mind. Really speaking, what does he want to say in this verse is, a pure consciousness which obtains in the body mind's complex, not the manifest one. Isn't it? That is always there. It doesn't come and doesn't go. That consciousness has no doership, no enjoyership. Nothing. Isn't it? That's what he wants to say here. Okay, an important verse comes, which I'll do next class.
The 37,
38, I'll do next class. I'll finish it next class. I'll finish the whole thing next class. What he wants to say in his 36 verses, actually speaking, what is vyavaharikaha jivaha? He only explains that vyavaharikaha jivaha is the consciousness reflected in the mind alone is vyavaharikaha jivaha. And that because of which there is something called enjoyership, doership also is possible. Karta, bhokta are there. Kartutvam, bhoktutvam are possible because of this reflection of consciousness. Because of which perception also is possible. Because of which the whole elemental jagat also becomes what now? Becomes an object of enjoyment. The bhogya prapancha. Otherwise, without the jiva, where is the bhogya? This prapancha becomes what now? It will become the bhogya prapancha. It doesn't become an object of enjoyment. It will be simply there without being enjoyed. The whole jagat becomes enjoyable, object of enjoyment, only when there is jiva. Which jiva? Vyavaharikaha jivaha. Whose vyavaharikaha jivaha? Reflection of consciousness in the mind. For which there must be what? Mind. Isn't it? For which who must have operated? Jagat must have been all the names and form must have become manifest. Who must have operated for that? Vikshepa Shakti. That's all fine. After everything has come, who has come and covered now? Avaranam. Avaram comes and covered. Then what happens now? Aham Paramarthikam Satyam has gone. What now? Aham Vyavaharika Jivaha. This is the sad thing. The rich person, being the richest person, my God is not, thinks he is poor person. He is a beggar.
In that 36, what is Bhutabhavikam? Where does that fit in?
No, all the elements and the elemental jagat also becomes bhogyam, becomes enjoyable, object of enjoyment because of the kartrutvam, bhoktrutvam, because of the jiva being there. Well, which jiva? Vyavaharika jiva being there. Who is Vyavaharika jiva? He says the dhistha chidabhasaha. Dhistha chidabhasaha. Oh, namaste Shilama. Come. Nice to see you. So, this is... So this is dhistha chidabhasaha. So when he says it, dhistha means chidabhasaha only. Does it mean in these chittis there are not? When you say dhistha chidabhasaha, reflection of consciousness in the mind is the vyavaharika jiva. Means, is there pure consciousness or not?
Yes.
There is. Ah, yes. Thank God you said that. Yes. Pure consciousness is always there. Everywhere it is there. In everything it is there. But when does it become? But when the mind becomes manifest. That manifest means what? Then jivatvam comes. That's why, in fact, Ramana Maharishi says, in Tamil he says, this body itself is, disease, he says. Body itself is pain, he says. Not the body is pain, okay? The very body is pain, he says. Punnundrar. Udambe nointar. Udambe nointar. Understand? Not the udambin noi, okay? The body's pain is not there. Why? Because then the sorupum, the limitlessness is forgotten. Isn't it? So chidabhasaha, that he wants to make it very clear. See, this nidra, the sleep, actually, you had to fall asleep to have the dream. Isn't it? Projection. So sleep has to operate, and in the sleep again, what now? That shakti alone projects the whole dream prapancha, dream, the pratibhasika prapancha. So pratibhasa means pratibhasate. Pratibhasate means it appears. It appears for whom? For only one person. For only the one individual. That's what is called pratibhasika satyam. It is not, other people cannot say it is not real. Because there's no way of others proving it being unreal for them. Isn't it? But you cannot, nor can you prove when you wake up from sleep that you had that experience. But the experience is very much real for you. For others, it is not real. That is why it is subjective reality. It is pratibhasikam satyam. But in pratibhasika satyam also, in that pratibhasika prapanchaha, there is a pratibhasikaha jivaha, and pratibhasika manaha, pratibhasikam shariram, you saw your own body, you had your own mind, you had your own pain, you saw others apart from you, your friends and enemies, you saw in the same thing, and you saw your own neighbors, you saw your house, your place, time, space, everything you have seen. In that means you also had, but there also there's even for that experience you need a special, what now? Body, mind, and complex. Sukshmatamam. Understand now? You had your own everything, subtle form you had. And that experience is what now? Who is the experiencer there again? That is also, subtlest also, is pervaded by what? There also is what is there. There is pratibhasikaha jivaha. Sorry, pratibhasikaha jivaha, who is again? Chidabhasa only, reflection of consciousness only. Reflection of consciousness is because there is already pure consciousness. So reflection of consciousness is there in two forms. That's what now? Pratibhasikaha jivaha also is reflection of consciousness. Vyavaharika jivaha also is reflection of consciousness. Actually that, they are there in different states of the mind. At there, that goes and it comes. But that is mistaken for aham. Isn't it? That is, what is empirically real, what is subjectively real, is mistaken for absolutely real thing. Because what is absolutely real is covered by avarana shakti. Once this is understood, then when you accept this, understand and accept this, what is absolutely real as the self, that absolutely real alone is one, indivisible, partless, and the whole, that obtains in everything else also as the only reality, that is what is equated by what now? That which obtains, you know, in everything, the absolutely real alone is equated by all these, to the totality, by all this is Mahavakyam Satachas Tattvamasi. Is it clear now? So I'll stop here.
How many Mahavakyas are there?
So many are there. So many. No. Four are just said to be. Four are high, simply highlighted as from each Veda they have taken one and presented one. So many are there. In fact, when I was doing this Mundaka Upanishad, I said, how many Mahavakyams? See, whenever you connect Sat and Chit as one and the same Mahavakyam, when you say Sat, the existence of the universe, nothing but pure consciousness, which you recognize as the very self, is what now? Mahavakyam only. So many. The second Mundaka, second section is full of Mahavakyams. But what we call long mantras. Like short sentences, I am Atma Brahma, Na Tat Tvam Asi, Prajnanam Brahma, Aham Brahma Asmi. Short sentences come, they have to, okay, each Veda has that, each Mahavakyam. That's, really speaking, so many are there Mahavakyams. It's like one full mantra will be Mahavakyam sometimes. Mahavakyam is what? Actually, where there is Jiva is equated to Ishvara, individual is equated to totality, isn't it? As what? The reality obtaining in every individual form is the reality obtaining in all the total forms, all the forms. That's what he wants to say. Okay, thank you very much for coming today. So, Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamadaya.